Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Well, I honestly couldn't give you an order number because this is something that was put on Home Depot to reinstall a microwave. So it's, I mean, unless it's the original order number.
Okay, may I have your phone number?
Sure. Try 603-924-4418.
And that's 603-924-4418.
Right.
Okay, hold one moment. Okay, and this says Ruth Silly.
Silly, yeah.
Okay, and verify your delivery address and email, please.
1 Sand Hill Road, Unit 15, Peterborough, New Hampshire, 03458.
Okay, and what is your email?
It's my first and last name, Ruth, Ruthcilley, at comcast.net.
Okay, and this is for a built-in dishwasher install completed February 3rd?
Nope. It's for a microwave that was installed improperly by the delivery man. And then when the man came out to do our dishwasher, he did our dishwasher, which is fine, and then he attempted a reinstall of the microwave, which is not satisfactory the way he did it. We didn't have the correct bracket because the delivery guy took the bracket away with him. So they installed it on the existing bracket, and it's just not correct. And so I called Home Depot, and he told me he put in another order, a purchase order, for somebody to come and actually take the microwave down, put up the right bracket, and reinstall the microwave. So I don't know if that's not the information you have. It doesn't sound like it.
What I did is put your phone number back in to see if there's another PO. You said it's for the microwave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is the OTR?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Install OTR. So we never came back out to correct the bracket issue.
Well, the guy came out to do the dishwasher, and when he left our home, he then got a return. He got some kind of a message to come back here. So he then showed up again and said, now I have an order to do the microwave. However, the microwave was already installed, like I said, but it was crooked because the guy who delivered it hung it on the existing bracket. So when he tried to get it more even, we still didn't have the other bracket, but he attempted to do that. And he had to go to the hardware store and buy some washers, and it's still not, to me, satisfactory. So I called Home Depot, and this gentleman I dealt with there, Scott, said, I'm ordering the correct bracket because the delivery guy from this Raymer Express took the microwave booklet, you know, the instruction booklet, and the bracket away when he left. He took it when he left.
Now, and who is Raymer Express?
Raymer Express is who delivered the appliances initially.
So that sounds like home delivery.
Well,
delivery
is the one who originally installed it, because when we bought the package of appliances, I was told that everything would be installed. So when the gentleman came out to deliver them, he just wanted to dump them in the garage, and we're like, no, you have to install them. And he hemmed and hawed and gave us a hard time, but he hooked up the refrigerator And then the only thing he didn't do was the dishwasher. However, after he got the microwave up there, I had an over the range microwave there, which they took down, and they hung this one on the existing bracket. And it was off by 2.5 inches. The front stuck out, the bottom stuck out more than the top stuck out. So I'm like, well, this isn't level. It's not satisfactory, but the guy had left. And so I complained to Home Depot about a number of things with the delivery service. And that's when I was told, oh, there'll be a different person coming to install your dishwasher. And I said, okay, well, nobody ever told us that. And there will be, he said, okay, I'll put in an order, a purchase order to get them to, when they come for the dishwasher, they'll also do the microwave. So he told me he married those two together. Well, then last week when they were coming for the dishwasher, they're like, no, we don't have anything about the microwave. That'll have to be a separate trip. So I said, okay, I don't know what else to do. So he came out. So XPO came out. They sent somebody out from, I don't know, Peter's Appliance or somebody was their name. And he did the dishwasher, but he didn't know anything about the microwave. So he left the house and then got a text message. Can you return to the house? We just got an order to do the microwave as well. So he came back here and looked at the microwave with my husband. I was working, my husband was here, and he fixed it to the best of his ability, but he didn't have the bracket, and he had to go down to the hardware store, and he bought two dozen metal washers to kind of level it at the top. So if you get up on a step stool, you see these washers, it just doesn't look right. It's level now, but it's not right. So I called Home Depot and complained again and said, look, I paid too much money. I want this microwave. I want something done. And Scott Latour, who works at Home Depot in Merrimack, New Hampshire, said, I'm going to put in another order for somebody to come out, take it down. I'll ship you the right bracket. I'll get LG to ship you the bracket, and we'll just do a completely new reinstall. So that's what I'm waiting for to happen. And I have the bracket, everything. I got a bracket yesterday and a bunch of screws in the mail today. So I don't know what to tell you, but I need somebody to come out to reinstall the microwave. I mean, yeah, the microwave, the over the range microwave. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I was documenting everything you said.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a jerk to you. I appreciate you've got a job to do, but it's just been one thing after another. And yeah, the guys that delivered everything originally, they told us the best we could understand, because they did not speak English very well, was that the store will tell you anything to get you to buy the appliances. So of course they told us everything would be installed. And when I complained to Home Depot about that, and I said, look, this guy put everything, the three things he did install were all done under duress. You know, like, I'll do it, but I'm not supposed to do it, and I can get into trouble. And, you know, he went on and on and on about it. I'll do it just for you, but I'm not supposed to do it. And Home Depot never indicated that we'd have to have a separate person to come to do the dishwasher. They never indicated that he was giving me a hard time about hooking up the refrigerator with the ice line, which was a brand new water line for an ice maker, because we didn't have one before. And no, I'm not allowed to do that. There's a company policy. Oh, I'll do it for you. You know, so the whole thing from the beginning has not been a good experience. And now I have this microwave that's not really plumb. It's bolted into the cabinet and everything. And the delivery guy drilled these huge holes in the inside of the cabinet, which we took pictures of. So this other guy that came out from XPO, the best he could under the circumstances, but when my husband told me how he fixed it, I'm like, well, I'm not happy with that. He had to go and put, you know, over time, these washers could move. They're not bolted in place. They're just kind of spacing. They're stacked up on top of each other, spacing it. because they put it on a different bracket. I mean, the bracket that was there was from like my microwave that was I don't know if it was a GE or a Ken. Well, I bought it at Home Depot, but we've given that away to somebody who now doesn't have that bracket, doesn't have a bracket to install it, because these guys were in such a hurry to get out of here, they left the microwave box, which had the whole, you know, how do I use the microwave, and it also had the bracket in it. They're like, oh, well, we're not going to hang a new bracket. There's a bracket here. Well, it wasn't the right bracket. It's for a different brand of microwave. So the bottom line is I just need somebody to come out to take this microwave down, take the bracket off, put in the new bracket on, and reinstall the microwave.
This says the next available date is the 18th.
The 18th of February?
Yes, February, next Thursday.
Okay, well, I won't be here, but my husband will. But it would have to be in the afternoon, right? Could you have PT?
We can't confirm a time frame.
You can't confirm a time frame, okay.
Well, until the night before.
Okay, well, what's the next date after that? Because I'm not going to take a chance that he can't be here. He's got
The 18th, mm-hmm. Thursday through Saturday, 18th through the 20th, and then the 23rd through the 27th.
How about the 19th?
Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
And see, they'll call you the night before with the 4-hour window, and then 30 minutes prior on Friday.
Okay, so it'll be sometime on the 19th, the microwave.
Yes, and you'll know the night before. If you don't get that time frame call by 9 o'clock, I'm going to suggest you to call us. 8 o'clock, call back.
8 o'clock, okay. I appreciate your help. I really do. Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that's it. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Enjoy your evening.
Bye-bye. You too, bye-bye.
This is the woman I spoke to before. But she's like, you're calling about a different one? Fucking crap.
No.